Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you are going to be encouraged in that walk of faith, encouraged in that process, encouraged in the Word of God, encouraged in the things that you go through and see it's going to work out for your good, that nothing will be wasted, that as you believe God, walk by faith, and obey Him, you are growing more and more, growing in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, becoming more and more like Him, changing line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth. You are that light that someone sees. You're that salt that someone is savored by. You are that which God has intended you to be in the earth, and you are developing more and more as you trust God. When God calls you to that there place is an Abraham walk. It is that walk where God is continually shaping you, making you, pushing you to go beyond where you are to that next place, that next level, that next dimension of you being trained, being ready, being spiritually mature, being trusted by God with the gifts, but also with trouble. God trusts you with trouble, trusts you to see if you can handle it the right way, so you can have His mind, His heart, and how you see it, how you look at it, how you approach it. Even though it doesn't feel good, you know it's working for your good. We've been in the book of Proverbs, and we're back in that book again. We're going to look a little bit today to we yesterday started out talking about how our thoughts and have to be aligned, how they need to be thoughts that are healthy, and how healthy thoughts, and we don't guard our thoughts, or we don't command the alignment of those things in our mind to align with the Word and the will of God, that they will be a sabotage to us. They will cause us not to receive things that we should receive because our mind is defeating us. And we are to walk by the Spirit, not by the emotion of the mind, but the heart and the mind. What you believe, what you hold true, how you think is what you produce. You are able to give direction to your feet by the words that you speak. You're able to give those direction by the word that you speak because your mind, your heart, your will are aligning to purpose, aligning to the will of God. And even though it does not yet appear, even though it's not everything that you know it should be or what God has told you, your faith says, because I trust God, He will not disappoint. He will not disappoint me. Excuse me. And so as we trust God, we see that greatness of His power in our lives. So we've got to make sure we guard our thoughts because they determine our mental attitude and our outlook on life. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. We got to have that cheerful heart, that continual feast that Proverbs 15:15 talks about. It says, all the days of the oppressed are wretched, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. There must be a continual feast of joy, of assurance, of faith that says, even in the midst of this, I'm still a champion. Even in the midst of this, I'm still an overcomer. Even in the midst of what I'm facing, I'm still going to win because I'm serving a God who I trust, who's already victorious, who's already overcome, who's already won. And I show up knowing that the fight is already fixed because I'm showing up in what He's already done. I'm showing up in the victory, the strength, the power, the word, the authority of what has already been done. I'm showing up knowing that I'm already overcome. So when you show up by faith, that's how you can have a cheerful heart because it's going to work out for your good. That's the confidence you have in God. And that's a place of maturity. That's the place where you commanded your mind, your heart, your attitude to align for success, not only in the spirit realm, but on the job, in your community, in your house, in your marriage, in your relationships, with your children, with your spouse, in ministry. Even though you're going to face some things, the things that you face make you strong. That's how you become strong. If there's never a test, how are you going to ever overcome? If there's never a problem, how are they going to see that the God that you serve is greater than what you're going through? And your attitude and your actions, full of wisdom, full of His word, full of His truth, full of praise, full of victorious worship. It says, it speaks and pronounces who you are before you ever show up. boxes of your heart before you ever show up. Before Jesus ever got to the city, they already knew he was coming because his presence pronounced what he was coming to do. Same authority, same Jesus, same spirit lives inside of you. So when you show up, you're shifting in the atmosphere that says, I'm not in the atmosphere of depression, oppression, heaviness, gloom, negativity to overtake me. I have a cheerful heart. I have the right mind. I have the faith. I know what I believe. I know in who I believe. And I know what I've been called and assigned to do. And the power that works lives in me. I've got angels around me. I've got a Holy Spirit in me. I've got the Word of God, which is sharper than any two-edged sword. So I'm not going to be put down by the enemy and the things of this world. I'm going to overcome, and I'm going to walk in wisdom so that in every area and every place of my life, I am going to know how to act. I'm going to be skilled, and I'm going to overcome. And I'm going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow and increase and mature more and more so that my level of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding increases with me, that I have wisdom beyond my years, that I have wisdom beyond my experience. I have wisdom that's able to help sharpen and shape the measure of where I'm going and someone else. So that's what we believe. So we want that. We want that cheerful heart. And when you have these qualities, basically you're going to be able to have an excellent spirit, and you're going to be able to bring promotion and peace in relationships and in places that you go. You're going to be able to bring what is necessary. Now, we're going to get into a little bit today about the wisdom for right relationships, because there are relationships that are wrong, and we really need to cut those off because they're not promoting where you're going. Healthy relationships, you have to promote those relationships, and you really have to do that because who you surround yourself with speaks volumes to where you're going. That doesn't mean that you treat people bad, and that doesn't mean that you don't associate with people, but the inner circle of where you're at, that inner circle, one of the things a leader must have is a good inner circle. A leader must have a good inner circle. You can't have an inner circle that's weak, that's not walking in faith, that doesn't have vision, that it can't see, that's not trying, that is fearful. You can't have an inner circle like that. You have to have people that challenge you that you can do it and you can become it and you can make it happen, and it's going to work. And even though you're in a fight, it's going to be all right. We see the end. We see that end thing. And that's what you have to have around you, people who say and believe that same thing, that challenge you, and some that even have gone beyond you to push you. One thing about what I love about when Caleb and the other two clans had already been given their promise, they did not stay there, that they came to help the other Israelites fight Joshua to win. The Lord gave me that was this. When they were fighting beside that clan of two tribes that was fighting with the other Israelites, everywhere they were, when they looked and they saw the two clans that already got the promise, them be encouraged that they got their understanding and encouraging going to get mind. So when you have someone that inner relationships that's gone and succeeded and done some things that you haven't done, but you know you've been called to do, it pushes you and encourages you. Every time you see them, they're promoting, they're saying, you can do it. You can get it. If I did it, it to you. They're not looking at you and looking at you down. That's why I said it's got to be the right inner circle, because that right inner circle always pushes and promotes you and always, you got this. Come on, you can do this. You've been called for this. You've been built for this. You've been made for this. You can triumph over this. Greater is the God in you. Greater is his word. Greater is his authority. Greater is the vision that God has given you than he that is in the world. Every word of the enemy will not prosper against you. Every weapon, he will not get rich or his weapon is going to go back to him empty. It didn't flourish. It didn't prosper. It didn't produce. It didn't get larger. It didn't reproduce in your life. It went back bankrupt. It went back unaccomplished, because God has spoken that cannot return back with it. That surround yourself in all areas what you need. Get that wisdom, get that word, get that encouragement. Build yourself in mostly faith. Get that word of faith and of encouragement. Be around people that are faith builders and pushers. Don't be around those who tear down, because you have a promise and a destiny that God gave you, and you've got to walk in. It's been assigned to me. That means it's like my skin. I wear this thing. I wear it because God has already commissioned it for my life. My voice, my words of faith, my confession, my decrees, my proclamation, my prophecy over myself, over my direction, by my mouth gives direction to my feet. I go there. I go in the direction of His divine will. I go in the direction of what He said. I go in the direction of my purpose. I go in the direction that I've been designed for, I've been built for. And if God has designed it for me, I can go through, you can go through it knowing I'm coming out of this thing as the conqueror. So you've got to make sure you align in all areas of your life. Your mind, your mental state has to align. Your spirit has to align. Your obedience, your faith has to align. Your circle has to align. Your service, how you serve, how you treat people has to align. Your heart has to align. Everything in you has to align. You can go to church and serve all day long, serve every day of the week, and your heart and your will not align to God, and you still miss it. Everything must align, your obedience, how you submit to leadership, how you obey, how you serve others, how you act on your job, how you even help your boss. All of these things are in agreement to the will of God and submission, saying, God, I'm making sure I've submitted in every area so that my ways are pleasing to you, so that you, the enemy, will have no excuse, because he's the accuser of the brethren. He has no doors, no avenues to come in and just and try to boomerang what you're doing in my life. Now, he can try to stop me, but he can't. All he's doing is make it stronger because it's being built. It's already finished. I got a strategy, and my strategy going to work because the God-given strategy. I got instructions, and it's going to work because they're God-given instructions. I got a plan and a vision, and it's going to work. Plain. Everything in my life has been ordered and ordained, even my steps. So my mouth aligns with what has been ordered and ordained with my steps. And I begin to proclamate. I begin to rehearse where I am, who I am, and what God is doing. That's what you have to understand. That's your process. Your process is already a completed thing. Your process is moving you forward. It's shaping you. So everything in your life must align, and you must allow it to align and say, God, I'm going to do it your way. I have to. I've been created to win. I've been created to overcome, just like I was created to bless you. I've been created by you to win, to overcome, have dominion over it all. Yeah, that's who we are. We're champions. We're overcomers. We're winners. We were built, made to produce God and all the victories of His name, of His kingdom, of His word, of His truth. Oh, yeah, we have been. We are, and we are going to. I didn't even get into the relationship part like I really want to, because I got carried away, because I want y'all to understand this aligning up, this growth. Everybody doesn't want to grow. Growth means change. People don't want to change. But if you're going to get what God is telling you, you don't have to change. You're going to have to. It is a natural concept change. Your body is not the same as it was when you were a baby. Your body's not the same as it was when you were a teenager. You are progressively changing. Your physical body is changing. Everything around you is changing. What you saw when you were a child in your neighborhood, either it's been torn down, something else has been put there, or it's just been torn down completely. Everything is changing. City. Everything changes. So why do you believe that you just get saved and stay the same? No. The demand on me is to change and become larger, to become greater. That's the same demand on you. You got to change, because when you change, you make things happen. Do it for His glory. Do it because the victory is yours. I am Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today. We'll be back next week for another session, and we're going to get more empowered in how we can have wisdom in our relationship. Have a wonderful worship experience. Be blessed, and we'll see you next.